You're listening to New Tnia. NASA's Roman telescope launched to survey more than 2 billion galaxies. NASA's Roman Space Telescope has launched toward a distant operating point where its panoramic camera will survey more than 2 billion galaxies and search for thousands of exoplanets. Launch is only the first step. Deployment, calibration, and commissioning must succeed before science begins in early 2027. Quick summary. NASA's Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope launched from Florida on August 30th aboard a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket. The observatory is designed to survey enormous areas of the sky for dark matter, dark energy, and exoplanets, but it must still reach its distant operating point, deploy, and complete commissioning before science observations begin. The roughly $4 billion observatory lifted off from Kennedy Space Center at 7:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or 11:26 Universal Time Coordinated. Roman is now beginning a journey toward the Sun-Earth Lagrange Point 2, about 1.6 million kilometers from Earth, where it is expected to operate alongside the James Webb Space Telescope. Launching the spacecraft is a major milestone because NASA completed Roman ahead of schedule. It also moves the mission from years of assembly and testing into a period when every deployment, communications check, and instrument calibration must work in space. A panoramic view of the universe. Roman's main instrument is a 300-megapixel infrared camera. NASA says it should deliver image sharpness comparable to Hubble while viewing an area of sky at least 100 times larger in a single exposure. Webb can examine faint targets in exceptional detail, while Roman is built to find and measure vast populations of objects much faster. Key number. Roman's principal cosmic survey is expected to cover more than 2 billion galaxies while building a three-dimensional map of the universe. Researchers will use changes in the distribution and apparent shapes of those galaxies to test how dark matter and dark energy have influenced cosmic structure. That work complements New Tnia's coverage of the Super-CDMS underground dark matter search, which looks for individual particle interactions rather than measuring gravity across billions of galaxies, thousands of planets, and a technology test. Roman will also search for planets beyond the solar system using gravitational microlensing and transit observations. Its wide survey is expected to reveal thousands of worlds and provide a statistical picture of planetary systems, while a coronagraph will test technology for suppressing a star's glare so that fainter nearby planets can be studied. The coronagraph is a technology demonstration, not a promise to photograph another Earth. Its work will complement targeted observations such as Webb's detection of a hidden giant planet in the Beta Pictoris system. What happens after launch? Roman is expected to take about a month to reach its operating region around L2. Teams then need to deploy the observatory, cool and calibrate its instruments, and verify pointing and communications. NASA expects the first images in early 2027 after roughly 3 months of commissioning. The primary mission is planned for 5 years, with enough fuel potentially available for another 5. Reality check. A successful rocket launch does not mean Roman is ready to produce discoveries. The telescope has not yet reached L2, completed commissioning, or returned science data. Claims about billions of galaxies and thousands of planets describe the mission's planned surveys and expected yield, not results already obtained. Read the full article at newtnia.com.